Live, on location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live on location at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar here in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everyone. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer, doing a fine job back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Here beside me, the one and only host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8, Patrick Kreitlow, and joined us in just a little bit after she has people after her show that do a little foot massage. She redoes her nails, and Jane Matinere will be right back here once again to join us as well. And a little bit later on in the show, Rick Wilson, the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, will be joining us as well. Mr. Zommer, is a little bit overcast here in beautiful Eau Claire. How is it down in the world headquarters?
A little overcast here as well, but still pretty warm out.
Very good. Pretty warm, yeah. It was muggy in Richland Center yesterday. We drove through some heavy weather. I understand there were some weather watches and warnings yesterday in parts of southern Wisconsin. But Jane and I drove through it, and wow, what an absolutely beautiful drive. Things are certainly green in southwest Wisconsin. Made our way up through Viroqua, Westby, and up through Cashton, Sparta, Black River Falls by Osseo, and then ended up here in Eau Claire, the home area of our very own Pat Kreitlow, not too far, just a stone's throw from Lake Wissota. Pat, how are you?
Good. Welcome back to the Chippewa Valley. Thank you. You're going to have to register to vote here pretty soon.
Partner.
All these visits you're making here. This is great.
Well, we're so happy to be here. And we had State Senator Jeff Smith on Jane's program a little bit before. I know you represented parts of this area in the legislature when you were a state senator yourself.
Once upon a time, the line was they split the city, and I had the northern end, and Jeff Smith was an assembly rep in the southern end. And so the line was basically just downtown over here.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, so we would be knocking on doors and just, you know, the same city, just different neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And he was here on Jane's show, and I know you know so much about this. You've talked about your project show, and when Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project was here, we did our tour all together. We had the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, Jim Schmidt, on, and today they're doing a groundbreaking for their brand new sciences building. And talk about a way to start off with some good news. This is fantastic.
I am so happy that this is finally getting done, and it has taken too long, and it involved just a little bit too much partisanship for even my liking.
Right.
But it is finally moving forward. The science building is finally being, you know, advanced. It will finally be done. The current building was state of the art, you know, when Sputnik was first launched, and it is far past time to replace it and really restore. I mean, my wife did all of her pre-med courses there.
Yeah.
And back then there were problems, there were deficiencies, shall we say, with the building, which time doesn't, you know, help at all. So the students over the past couple of years have truly been, you know, shortchanged, and it's a quality campus. I'm sure they got a great education, still did the best they could, but these facilities needed to be, taken up a notch, and I'm so glad to see it finally happening.
Chancellor Schmidt at Eau Claire talked a little bit about this, but Pat, your wife, and you've been very open about it, you talk about it on your show as an OBGYN here in the northwestern part of Wisconsin. Chancellor Schmidt was talking about, I didn't realize this until we came up here and had him on the show, the partnership between UW-Eau Claire and Mayo Clinic, and how many students and the graduates end up going to work in the Mayo. It's a feeder system, and this is just spectacular.
Right, and this is a, you know, relatively new development for those of us, you know, of a certain age. When Mayo came into the area and took over what was, you know, then known as Luther Hospital and Middleford Clinic. They have since become a real partner in Chippewa Valley Healthcare. Sherry, my wife, works with the Marshfield Clinic, which also was kind of belated into Eau Claire. But now, thank goodness, both did, given what HSHS did recently with shutting down Sacred Heart Hospital and other facilities in the area. I heard Senator Smith talking on the show here about the way that, and he had to be more diplomatic than I'm about to be. He had to be very diplomatic about Republicans who are holding hostage $15 million that could have been used to alleviate this healthcare crisis in the Chippewa Valley. But much like the PFAS money and now the reading and literacy money, because of petty fights they want to pick with the governor over his right to have a line item veto, that money's still floating out there, and we're still we still have a situation with healthcare in the Chippewa Valley that is overdue to be addressed.
Yeah, it really is. And I think as Jane and I took a little time to walk around town, and we stayed at the beautiful Oxbow Hotel, and what a wonderful story. And I took Jane to the place you took me last time I was here, the Amber Inn. And we had dinner.
To the Amber Inn. We had dinner up
at the Amber Inn.
Love that burger there. Right. We were just there at the Oxbow at the Lakely, the restaurant and bar there, just the other day, and we were sitting out on the patio, and no disrespect to whoever had the place back in the day, but back in the day when downtown was a lot more run down, I mean, that was the Fleabag Motel.
Right.
And now to see it so redone and so, I mean, it is the place to go. We'll go there occasionally for a tequila old fashioned and watch a jazz, combo, a trio that might be up on stage. And we just look around at all the new buildings and everything and say, this is so great. The new transit center, is going up here downtown. We're very lucky.
Well, and when we were up here last time, we came up here at the Pablo Center for the beautiful Pablo Center at the Confluence, a premier venue for entertainment here in the Chippewa Valley. And we were here for BJ Holler and his filmmaker partners, a premiere of When Rubber Hit the Road, the story of Uniroyal closing. And what I learned that night, that day, was that this is a community, a region that could have just kind of packed it up and said, the heck with it, were defeated. And instead, they did exactly the opposite. And it almost became, it was the start of a rebirth of a new downtown Eau Claire.
It truly was. And nobody knew that at the time when Uniroyal shut down. And of course, for folks who don't know, the factory is still there, but now it's more of a business incubator. And it has been a busy place ever since and continues to be one of the anchors here in downtown Eau Claire. But there was just this sense of community that a lot of us get from day one. I first came here at the age of 7 and knew I wanted to come to college here, and other people come here and they fall in love with the place. And it doesn't have that that old boy network thing where, if you didn't graduate high school here, you're never going to be one of us. No, that's far from the case around here. You come in, you fall in love, you want to be active in the community, and it's why this place is growing as quickly as it is.
Yeah. But to your point, I guess as we talk to people, Jane and I, and of course my sister and brother-in-law have been here a better part of 25 years, and so I've been up here quite a bit just personally and seen it develop. But it is that this issue of healthcare up here and the impact economically, job-wise, on families who are now going to have to travel, and I know you've talked about it on your show, women are having to travel an hour in order to get OBGYN care. I mean, my sister, she's openly, she's a type 1 diabetic, things like that. I mean, this particular thing doesn't affect her and her family personally directly, but it's going to have ripple effects on health care across the region.
We need to be mindful that for the size that Eau Claire is and Wausau and some other communities, you're still talking about rural Wisconsin from the standpoint of people that have to come from an hour or more away to do a large part of their shopping. I mean, we don't have the general stores anymore. You're coming to retail centers, the medical facilities, all of that. And if you don't have a network of clinics and other things that you can have on the periphery, then you have to come that extra distance in, which has made all that tougher if you can't attract people to live and work in some of these smaller towns. And thankfully, there are people working on it and always trying to recruit people to come to parts like Northwest Wisconsin, North Central Wisconsin, or as we would say at Up North News, up north. but it is always going to be a challenge.
Yeah. I think one of the cool things about coming up here, and I appreciate your time so much, you're always a great in giving of your time and your knowledge.
By the way, the reason I can do that, though, is that there is a team at Up North News unlike any other. The reporters and the staff that I have. How am I doing, Selena? Good for that? Okay. Reporter Selena Heller just came in along with Emery. So that team allows me to do this.
Well, and what I love about it, I mean, you know, our shows are statewide programs. So somebody listening to Green Bay or Richland Center or Hayward or Waukesha might say, well, what is this? Why is this important for me? And you can speak for yourself, but for me, it I think it helps hopefully people understand when it comes to presidential elections or statewide elections for statewide offices, why some people may be voting certain ways, because these local issues, as Tip O'Neill, the famous House Speaker, was famous for saying, all politics are local.
Yes, and we as a state are greater than the sum of our parts. Mm-hmm. That as much as we put into Eau Claire, we still have to be mindful of what's happening in rural places north of us. And as important as Milwaukee is, those folks should be respectful of the needs of central Wisconsin. And folks all over Wisconsin who like to dump on Milwaukee should not be doing that. It is absolutely the hub of the economic engine, just as Madison is with the university standpoint. In other words, don't be like Donald Trump earlier today, who just made every Wisconsin Republican's day really craptastic.
And we're going to talk more about that. We're awaiting Rick Wilson, the co-founder of the Lincoln Project. Of course, Trigvi Olson, one of the senior advisors, joins Pat and I every Wednesday to talk politics and whatnot. But Rick Wilson is going to be zooming in here a little bit, and we'll get more into that when Rick joins us, because
what Trump said about Milwaukee. Yeah, well, today he called it a horrible city.
He called it a horrible city. The Republican National Committee is having their national convention there, and he calls the host city a horrible city.
My favorite part is that you've got three different Republican congressmen over the past hour have come up with three different stories. Derek Van Orden said, he was talking about crime, and Glenn Grothman said, he was talking about the elections, and Brian Stelz says, he never said it.
Right.
Which is it, guys?
Come on, boys.
Or could you just call out your guy and say it was a terrible thing to say and he should apologize?
Right. And I mean, you know, I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Jane and Dale Schultz. But, you know, Paul Ryan now has come out and said that he believes that Donald, not only is he not voting for Trump anymore, he's saying that Trump is not qualified to be president because of his character.
Yeah. His character, and frankly, for all the talk about Biden's mental acuity, I mentioned on my show yesterday and on social media, I went through, go through and read a transcript. Don't listen to the clips of Donald Trump. Read the entire transcript of one of his rallies, like I did with the Waukesha one recently. Yeah. And tell me again how this guy is the guy who's going to get anything done for you other than spew grievances and insults.
Yeah, pretty hard to see that happen. We're going to come back, talk to you more with Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. You can hear his fine program across the Civic Media Radio Network every morning from 6 to 8. It's a great thing. You get up out of bed and you're in your shorts. You grab a cup of coffee and listen to Pat.
Just like I do. I go right, grab the coffee and my little footy jammas and head right over to the microphone.
Very good. He's wearing his little footy jammas underneath the table here. Oh. And also we might, Jane Matnair is finishing up her pedicure. She'll be joining us at some point as well.
Oh, it's a cyclery. They can do all kinds of work back here.
We are live, speaking of, at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. He has been a TV anchorman, a radio talk show host, a captain of a pontoon boat, and a Wisconsin state senator. He also plays a mean guitar. It is the host of North News Radio every morning, 6 to 8. Pat Kreitlow joins us here. We are live on location at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown, beautiful downtown Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Jane Matnair, Matnair on Air, she's meeting and greeting. She has a long line of fans, and as well she should.
She really does.
Wow. She does, yeah. Many rode in on bikes. Some on tricycle bikes. But yeah, everybody's here having a good time.
That's right.
If people haven't been here, I was in the coffee business for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of things, Pat, but I know coffee pretty well. Mm-hmm. And they serve Wonder State here. They serve Ruby Coffee Roasters, some of the finest coffee roasteries in the state of Wisconsin and the country. You can find it right here in Eau Claire.
And they fix bikes.
When
I first saw this for the first time, I thought, well, okay, because, I mean, what was the bank? One of the banks was doing commercials where they basically turned their bank branches into coffee shops.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you do that with bikes or all manner of other business models, shall we say, and it really works, especially here in such a bicycle-friendly community.
Very good. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Susan calling in on the car phone. Susan, thank you for calling. What say you?
I was just going to chime in on the hospital situation. Actually, they put people over profits over people in the hospitals because they used to be nonprofit, and now they have investors. And so if their investors aren't making any money, the hospital is not going to be able to stay open. And to me, that is that's an awful situation for anyone in Wisconsin, particularly up north. And the other thing is that I just heard about all the booming tourism we have. Can't we use some of the tourism dollars to help support some of these communities in the off-season? So those are my two comments.
I would love to pick up on the nonprofit one. Thank you for making that observation. We actually did a couple of stories about this over at Up North News on the web at upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI. And folks may not necessarily know that a nonprofit hospital doesn't mean like they're not there to make money. They have a nonprofit status that basically is about taxes. You got to turn that thing around there. Somebody's trying to put on a headset over here. There we go, Chris. So they get the tax break, but in return, they are supposed to provide a certain level of either charity care or affordable care. And outside groups have looked at the numbers and have seen just how much money these nonprofit institutions make and how much of that profit then goes back into charity care or affordable care. It's a ratio. I forget how the ratio is described. And that ratio is almost criminally low. And it is part of that corporatization of medicine that has affected the Chippewa Valley and so many other institutions.
Patrick, one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air here for our show is the resources of the Chippewa Valley, and particularly in education. We're joined here at the table, for those watching on the stream, by a special guest, somebody that you work very closely with. I'll let you introduce her.
Chris Hambuck Boyle is here and is very active in the Wisconsin Public Education Network. There are many tireless advocates for public education in Wisconsin, few as tireless as she is. She may sleep at some point, but for now, every waking moment is making sure that folks understand the value of public schools in Wisconsin, but more importantly, that they're kind of more on offense here, yeah. that people understand the threats to public education. They are very real, they are identifiable, and calling out, you know, what those inequities are, because any kind of inequity in public schools versus other institutions or other funding sources or anything like that, you're essentially not taking food off a table, but you're taking, say, a book out of a kid's hand, yeah, where they could be learning. So, Chris, thank you for all you do, and thanks for joining Todd and me here today.
I feel kind of honored to be sitting between the two of you.
Well, certainly with quite low, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean,
right?
Yeah, boy, fake humility only gets you so far.
We so much appreciate, as Pat said, and you know, well, people that listen to this show regularly know I come from a family of educators. My maternal grandmother went from a one-room schoolhouse to the first woman dean of a UW system college in the state of Wisconsin. My dad and my mom are public educators. My sister, my brother-in-law are public educators here in the Eau Claire School District. So I know firsthand the work that goes into it. Tell folks a little bit about what the Public Wisconsin Education Network does locally here in Eau Claire throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the Wisconsin Public Education Network became an entity when the funding for public schools kind of went awry. And when the funding caps went into effect in 1994, that effect kept building and building and building and building. I was teaching at the time. And then all of a sudden, it got to a point where I think the general public who send their kids to public schools should have known how broken it was. Yeah. And so I just became involved because with the network as it formed, which when I was first on the school board here, I retired and then ran for school board, it was just this little fledgling group that was thinking about how they could promote change within funding. The first thing they did is start to hand out a pamphlet on 1 cent for kids and taxes. Remember all that?
Yep.
And nothing has ever really changed. And so the fact that Civic Media has really dove into this deeply to get this message out, especially in Western Wisconsin where we get a lot of Minnesota news, I'm extremely thankful for that.
Well, it goes both ways. We appreciate your partnership with Civic and especially the educators themselves and having served yourself. I mean, you get it, right? I mean, you know firsthand. And, you know, my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the only Republican in the state Senate that voted against Act 10 at the time.
I remember that.
He said on the floor of the Senate, he said, what we are about to do here is to create two class tier of education. And unfortunately, in this case, he was right.
Yeah, and it feels like nobody has said that out loud much since Dale Schultz, right, until fairly recently, as people have seen even more tax money go into it. That, I mean, don't you feel like you've been saying this forever, and some people, the message is finally sinking in. Wait, we're paying for two school systems in this state?
Well, I look at it as buckets and how they developed over time. So here's revenue caps, and then all of a sudden there's vouchers, and then all of a sudden there's special needs vouchers, and then all of a sudden there's independent charter schools, all done without debate in biennium budgets, without the taxpayer knowing it. So point well taken.
That is a great point that I don't think we can emphasize enough, Todd, is that all of these advancements in voucher schools have always been done as part of a budget bill when everybody feels pressure to vote yes. Right. If they'd ever debated and voted on this standalone over those past 29 years or whatever it's been, wouldn't have passed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have passed.
No, it wouldn't have.
We're going to come back and talk to Chris Hambolt-Boyle and also Pat Kreitlow, talk a little bit more about public education. We have a couple of callers on the line that want to talk about schooling as well. We'll take your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842. If you're in the area listening on the tap here in the Chippewa Valley, stop on by to Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. Pat Kreitlow has his wallet open and is buying everybody coffee. No, it's Civic Media. Jane and I are buying the coffee for everybody here at at the cyclery here, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. So I'll stop on down, and Jay Matner and Pat Kreitler will be signing autographs.
You can too. You can write.
Well, I can scribble. I can do a head scratching, something like that. So it's going to be a good time had by all. We're also going to talk about this really cool publication called Volume 1. We want to talk about local journalism and kind of, you know, paper still being a thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big deal.
This is the one.
This is the one. And Pat Kreitler will be giving free captain lessons for pontoon boats at Civic Media's Todd Allball Show live in Eau Claire. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location on Civic Media's radio network. We are here in beautiful downtown Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. It is an absolutely beautiful facility. We thank all of the fine staff and the owners for allowing us to do our shows here today. Stop on down if you're in the Chippewa Valley. We'll be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the black coffee is on us. So if you want a drip coffee, they have great roasters they use here, Wisconsin roasters. It's really good coffee. These waffles, these homemade handheld waffles, it's like foodie crack. I mean, you can't stop eating them. It's fantastic stuff. And Jay Matner on Air, of course, which precedes us every morning from 10 until noon. She's been doing her show with us all week long. She is here back from, there was a long line of fans that she had to get through, autographs, and you're beloved and well deserved. So
it's so nice. Yeah. I just love meeting people. I really do. I love meeting people and talking to people and finding out what interests them and what they like about the show and what they don't like about the show. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. Also joining us, Pat Kreitlow. He has his own fans he has to go see here for a minute, so he stepped away from the desk. But still here with us is Chris Hambolt-Boyle from Wisconsin Public Education Network. Glad to have you here, Chris, talking public education, not just in the Chippewa Valley, but the entire state of Wisconsin. On the line, 855-752-4842. We have Butch listening on WMDX back in Madison. Butch, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Hey, it's Butch.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. Big listener on the show, and very much enjoying the program. It was very interesting. Because right now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're right now at a store.
Oh, it's a coffee shop. Yeah, a small business. Yeah.
And it has the bicycles. You buy bicycles and get a coffee, and people are buying a coffee. And
correct.
But meanwhile, you're doing a whole radio show right on a video.
So Jay and I set up. So it's a good time had by all.
It's very, very cool. And thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to talk about, people just sitting there drinking coffee, though.
Yeah, people are sitting drinking coffee. What's your question for us, Butch?
I mean, that's crazy. Well, I was just going to say that I wanted to advocate for homeschooling. I was a homeschooled, and I turned out a great.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Butch, for calling in. Chris, what about that? I mean, I know there are people that make that choice for homeschooling, and I know, for some people that it's something that works. Does the Wisconsin Public Education Network have a stance on that, or kind of what's your feelings about that?
Homeschooling has always been a part of the educational landscape in Wisconsin. Yeah. And when I was on the school board, we worked to get those connections even stronger, because when people are homeschooling, they need resources as well. Mm. So everything that is offered in the public school is offered for people that are homeschooling. So they're able to, use the AP classes. They're welcome to come in to do the extracurriculars. And so there's a heavy, nice connection to that. Mm-hmm. That's the case with private schools, too, that even use vouchers. Our doors are open. Our buses transport them to their private schools. All that stuff still goes on using the budgets that we don't have anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's really the key thing for me, again, coming from a family of educators, that it's still I don't want to call it the burden, but the responsibility of educating all kids still comes back by law, and yep, it falls on public education.
Well, things have been listed for what we do and mandated to do in public schools, and as these buckets I talked about happen, nothing's been taken away.
Right.
So I don't think people realize that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's a choice. For some people, it may be right for them to do homeschooling. The public schools are here to help and supplement that. But yesterday, when Jay and I were in Richland Center, I had one of my former teachers, my grade school art teacher, Jane Kins. Thankfully, she didn't bring my old report card with her. But I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, I talk about my former teachers and educators on the show all the time. I quote them because they were memorable for who they were. A kid growing up with a speech impediment, and my teacher in fifth grade said, go do a speaking contest. He said, get into be interested in government and politics. I had history teachers in high school. I had English teacher, who introduced me to the thoughts of transcendentalism. There was something more out there. When I took my first trip on a plane my senior year, I went to New York City to see Garrison Keillor at Radio City Music Hall. Yes, folks, before the internet, she came one day and she said, all right, here are these books where I went, and you should go see this, and you should go see that. And she told me where to go and how. A kid that grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, how to get around Manhattan. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are things that educators care. It's not just being in the classroom for 45 minutes. They're invested in their students.
Yes. And that's the miracle of public schools.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, I'm sure after a number of years in education, you can spot what kids need, mm-hmm, or where they need encouragement, or where they need a little fluffing. Yeah. And, like yours did for you, it's like, you should try this. You could do this. You could be good at this. And look where that has led you.
Yeah, absolutely. And my music teachers, my football coach, even though I wasn't a great, great football player, but I mean, it was a well-rounded education. Talk to us a little bit about. We're going to try to make it down there to. You have your annual, is it the convention? Is that the right word to call it?
Well, it's our 10th annual Summer Summit. We wish we would not need to have them, but this is our 10th one. It will be in Madison at La Follette High School on July 31st. Come to our website, wisconsinnetwork.org. Click on Summer Summit. You can get more information. Mm-hmm. Big, diverse agenda and put together for that day with plenary sessions and also, the main speakers. So, and Todd, you're going to be there.
Probably. We plan on being down there. Yeah, we were there last year. Kreitlow and I did our shows there and attended. And I think it's just a great opportunity to cheer the positives and the successes of public education, of which there are many, and then to say, look, here are the challenges, and how, as a team, how do we work together to address these?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Public Education is a nonpartisan way of bringing people around the table in doing what we can do to make public schools get back to what they need to be.
Yeah.
This year, too, we'll give you the people that are going to be there ahead of time. So maybe, as you're interviewing people, you can be specific as to who you want to pull.
Yeah. And teachers are also just fun people to hang around.
Yep. They are. We are fun.
And she looks over at my sister and brother-in-law, all the teachers we have. But, they're fun. They're funny. They have a good sense of humor. And there's just an energy, quite frankly, because there's a reason Todd was the one in the family that didn't go into public education, because I'm not sure that I have, maybe later in life, but certainly younger, I didn't have the same patience as my sister, the same, I don't know what to call it. I mean, I'm too blunt in some ways, I don't know. You have to have a certain amount of compassion and caring to kind of take a breath. That Mr. Rogers part of your brain that I don't know that I always have been able to tap into.
I think, Heather's over there listening too. You should be over here with me. is that... it's a problem-solving way of thinking curriculum and really trying to meet the needs of all kids, which is what public schools do.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We have Northwoods Terry on the line. Terry, we are on the cusp of the Northwoods here. Pat, are we on the right side of 29 to say we're up north yet, or have to go on the other side of 29? We're not quite. We're right on the line. So up north, or Northwoods, Terry, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I was curious, how is our neighbors to the west handling their education? Do they have the same challenges we have? I never hear that they do. So
you're talking about Minnesota?
They must handle. Yeah. They must handle charter schools different. They must. I don't know. I guess if anybody knows how they do it, I guess, is my question.
Appreciate the call, Northwoods Terry, 855-752-4842. What about that, Chris? Certainly Minnesota politically has elected more Democrats, and so it's a different landscape in Minnesota. But do you hear this from educators in Minnesota, the differences between what's going on there versus here?
We lost a lot of educators to Minnesota after Act 10 because of what that did to our profession here in Wisconsin. And you're correct about the legislature being more Democrats, but they also have not gone down the hole like we have in Wisconsin as deeply as we have. So that makes it different there. They're having some of those conversations now. And I'm hoping they're watching Wisconsin and some in Arizona and some of the other states that are really, they're losing a ton of their budgets now to privatization.
Yeah. And voucher schools.
Yep.
Off the text line, WMDX in Madison, a listener asked the question, or the statement, I guess, or a question kind of as well. I'd like to know, they write, why Republicans are so aggressive about charter schools. What's their motive?
Well, I think it's privatization again, but the definition of charter schools, there's a million of them.
Right.
So we have charter schools that are instrumentalities of the district. So they're under the school board and they have their own board. But the taxpayers and the people that elect their school boards have a say there. So there is some over accountability. As far as other charters, I don't think anybody's against them. But I think the problem is you're taking money from the public schools to pay for that. Right. Now, that's not how it all started. But once the big bucks started going in Wisconsin, they put it back on the schools. And so that's kind of where it sits now.
Well, and from my understanding, the state can issue mandates to public schools that you have to do. Mm-hmm. These same things do not apply to private schools and charter schools.
True. Yep.
Right?
There are some legislation now, because we've been so vocal, that includes them, but certainly not everything at all. There's no comparison there.
And I just want to say, I am still angry about Act 10 and the way they slurred our teachers, and it still infuriates me. And I'm not surprised that a bunch of educators from Wisconsin decided to leave after all of that.
And I think to from someone who was a Republican and until 2011 was in the building, as they say, in the Capitol, when Act 10 happened, part of the motive to the caller's or listener's question, part of the motivation for the Republican Party was to break the teachers union because they were very strong politically, and because, and I think the terminology, right, people think charter means all private. It doesn't always mean that. But the private, what some Republicans, are now the majority of MAGA Republicans, want is the ability to combine theology with education, and what they don't have to take the special needs kids, which are very costly. They don't, all these things that private schools don't have to do,
yes,
but public education is required to do.
Exactly. There's a whole arm to the Office of Education Opportunity, which is through the university systems that sanction charters as well. And we're finding the charter piece, when certain factions start them, is also increasing the segregation,
wow,
of our schools as well.
Wow.
So, and the data's there to prove it.
Well, I'm a product of public schools, and you know, I'm better for it. I'll tell you that much. The great educators. Well, thank you for all that you do. My family are my heroes because they're great educators as well. And to each of all of you here in the Eau Claire District and all public education around the state, thanks for what the Wisconsin Public Education Network is doing. We'll look forward to the event coming up in June or July.
July 31st.
Better check my calendar.
That's okay. I'll keep on. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And thank you. What's the website again?
WisconsinNetwork.org.
WisconsinNetwork.org. Mr. Zobers can throw that in the show notes as well, so we'll get people in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Chris. Yep.
Thank you. On the fly, we appreciate you doing that. Chris Humboldt-Boyle, Wisconsin Public Education Network. We'll come back, talk to Jane Matinier a little bit more about our trip around the state of Wisconsin, see if indeed Pat Kreitlow is going to be pontooning Mr. Captain Steubing of the pontoon boat and the Civic Media giveaway. He has a pontoon boat license. And we're expecting Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project to join us a little bit later on, as well as Ken Szymanski, a local Chippewa Valley author as well. Stay tuned. The Tom Humboldt Show continues in Eau Claire.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Sing it, Mr. Willie Nelson, on the road again. Indeed, we are. Jane Matinier, Todd Alba, on the road around Wisconsin. Started in Madison, then Richland Center. We're here at beautiful Eau Claire at the Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. If you're in the area, got a little over an hour to stop by, say hi to Jane, say hi to myself, and also Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is here once again at the desk. We appreciate it so very much.
How do you like this? They finally had to have somebody sit between the two of them. These two.
We need some distance. We need some distance.
The words they're throwing at each other for this text to win contest.
Well, it is.
Much they need a barrier now. So, God, if you want to slide in closer and be part of your own radio show, let folks see you.
What? Oh, there's my theme song.
Thank you very much, Mr. Somers. Jane can pay you next time.
Perfect.
Even my own producer has abandoned me, for God's sake.
What can I say?
It's the theme song for the conflict.
Right. Oh, the conflict, aren't you? And by the way, if it's a tie on Friday, by 1 o'clock, if it's a tie, there's going to be a leg wrestle-off between Jane and myself, and we'd like you to officiate.
I don't think HR can let you say that. No, I don't.
A leg wrestle-off?
I thought you were going to stiff me with the bill if this. I thought that's what you were leading up to here.
Here's another option we had no thought of. Kreitlow buys.
Kreitlow buys.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Well, we will have our word. Jane's was it, IT, last hour. It was very simple.
It was really complicated.
Right.
You have to be very careful when you type
right.
that.
Right. Especially when you're at Shift Coffee Roaster.
Yes.
Cyclery.
Yes. Very careful.
Yeah. But yes, the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. We will have our word next hour for you, so stay tuned. You could win a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. Did you look quite low in the pack?
No.
I peeked in the pack.
You peeked in the pack?
I peeked in the pack. It's spectacular.
She's trying to figure out how she got it, and I got blastocyst.
You can win this prize pack. Also, that's once an hour, by the way. Then once a day, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. Last year, we went down and took in a game together, Mr. Kreitlow.
Yes, we did.
It was fantastic.
They're supposed to be great seats.
Oh, they are awesome seats. And believe it or not, Luke Mathers did not get us kicked out of those seats, even though he tried real hard shotgunning those PBRs.
Quick note.
He can put them back.
Quick note. A lot of people are texting in it. That is not the word. That was a joke. Until next hour, and we'll have a word.
No.
See, I knew if you guys joked about
joking.
This too much.
All right. An announcement of attention. That was not – I was just joking around.
You get a sarcasm bell. to ring around here?
1 o'clock hour.
1 o'clock hour. The contest.
And,
next
and
hour.
It's 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Yes.
Just to clarify.
I thought it was pretty clear, but I guess not. You can also win a choice of one of three unique summer staycations, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. Now, we've been talking about this. Would you be willing to go down and captain the pontoon boat if somebody wanted to do that? Great.
Of course. Always.
Wow.
Always.
Wow. All right. Very good.
Any reason to get on the boat.
Well, I think that's even more spectacular of a prize. Now, you may also choose from a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores or the East of the East Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. We'll give you a gas card. The standby, I'm not going to say stand by and stand back, but no. Stand by next hour. We'll give you the word. Next hour.
Next hour. 1 o'clock hours is the hour for the word.
All right, that was close. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this volume one. I have a copy here in my hot little hands. I'm holding it up for those watching on the stream. Pat, tell us a little bit about volume one. It's a great hard copy analog publication.
Analog.
That's what I call it.
It's your
Nick
classic.
Meyer. Nick Meyer is the owner and publisher. Tell us about this.
Well, I mean, it's just your classic arts and entertainment, weekly paper that a lot of communities have. There was, City Pages back in the day, the Twin Cities Reader, what Shepherd Express probably started as one of those. And, some have fallen by the wayside. Others like Isthmus and Madison went away for a while and came back. Yeah. Volume 1 has been an institution. It started sometime when I was going to college here, I think, when it was on stone tablets. But it was, it almost looked
Moses
like
Moses brought them down from the confluence.
Well, pretty closely. It kind of looked like it was mimeographed.
Real? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You roll the little drum.
Yes, with the smell.
Yes, the early huffing, yes, of mimeographed juice. But it was a very small publication back in the day, and it's just grown. It's added so much more journalism. My wife and I are now of a certain age where we refer to Volume 1. We always have to pick one up. She says, did you pick up that copy of Things We Never Go To? Because we get it for the listing of all the live music and the comedy and all the other shows and things, and then we end up being sedentary and we, put Big Bang Theory on the TV or something like that. But we always know it's out there as an option.
Right. You could go see if you wanted to go.
These are what the young and hip people of Eau Claire like to go see, hear, and do.
But what's really impressive about this, as you said, Pat, there are so many of these types of publications that have just gone away and died. This is a big tribute to the people of Eau Claire and the people in the Chippewa Valley who value this and obviously advertise in this and keep it alive so they can continue to do this. That's fantastic.
Yeah, people really see it as their own. In fact, I mentioned Selena Heller was here, is here from Up North News, and told me in this new issue, she and her daughter are part of a full-page photo from when they were in the Doll and Pet Parade. Does your community have a Doll and Pet Parade? Selena's holding it up for
that's
us. They do here, along with so many other events that people want to follow, and that's the reason they do. And they throw some irreverence in as well. The reader credits or the writer credits are always somewhat subversive and sarcastic. Kind of like Onion-esque, if you will.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good flavor in there.
That's great. Speak to us a minute, Pat, about Jane and I stayed last night at the beautiful Oxbow Boutique Hotel. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, just that whole area of downtown where it was run down. And a lot of us, I know Senator Jeff Smith mentioned it in the last hour, thought, well, you know, things aren't going to change. And we've all seen enough downtowns.
Absolutely.
That just never got better.
Absolutely.
And Eau Claire did. And between not just Justin Vernon, the musician, but also the folks from Jamf, one of the big companies here in town, again, a young startup that had done really well for itself, they invested some of that into downtown. Mm-hmm. And that included taking this really old rundown motel and turning it into this jewel of a hotel with a restaurant and live entertainment and just a fantastic, one of many fantastic places, along with the new Children's Museum
in its new
location. So many good things to see and do here now.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Eau Claire in the last 10 years, you need to come back.
Yep.
You need to come back.
It's absolutely spectacular. Well, Pat, we appreciate you. You're going to hang around maybe a little bit more for a second hour?
Would I miss a chance to heckle you live and in person?
No, he would not.
I can't just send you texts. This is great.
And J. Matt Nair will continue to sign autographs, only $10 a pop. It's a deal at any price.
It's all going to charity.
We'll come back more with hour number two, including the actual word for your text to win trivia contest.
For real.
Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show in Eau Claire on the Civic Media Radio Network.